Sí.
And we're back here with issue 3 from the jungle, Will Communication, Bali edition. Fortunately, we're not on video, so nobody can see that I'm broadcasting live in my underwear. We are courtesy of Skype, like no other telecommunications network, brought to you here out of the backyard at Roberta's Restaurant, 261 Moore Street. Heritage Radio Network, heritageradionetwork.com, where you can find all of the issues of Will Communication that you may have been missing, or if you were not one of the millions worldwide who tuned in, you were able to find all of the back episodes, including this and the last two from Bali. We're here at the Green School in
Sivankaja.
Sivankaja with my special guest who is all around. Well, I think he's actually the president of the Green School, Ben McCrory.
Something like that.
Something like the president of the Green School. We're here to talk about green education, sustainability issues, life in Bali, here on Will Communication, fourth edition. Again, our call-in number is 718-497-2128. Amazingly, with our live technology, you can reach us in the studio, and we haven't come up with our trivia question of the day, but it will, again, be a beat Nat the engineer to the time. Nat the engineer, who's not old enough to buy the beer at the counter himself, but who can ask Captain Jack, our producer, to go and get one large Modelo, or if you're in Bali, two small Bintangs. If you're able to stump Nat the engineer on our trivia question, 718-497-2128. We're here. My cohort of the last 2 weeks, Ben Ripple, is nursing a sore ear after a remarkable weekend of daddy-daughter fun at the Water Bomb Water Park in Kuta, who is not our sponsor, like TechServe, your one-stop shop for all things Mac, which you can find if you are in Bali at Water Bomb. You would get on a flight through Hong Kong to New York, get off at the airport, take the F train or the conjunction to the F train, get off at 23rd between 6th and 7th, and you would there find the MacBook Pro, which I'm using to broadcast Will Communication. Here from the Green School in my bamboo house, which if you could see from the video, which I'm not linking right now, including my compostable toilets, which are wonderful, my renewable water source, and as well as got my Steiner education leading into a Cambridge education, I might add.
And but, leading into IB from there.
And leading into IB. But, you know, I don't want to...
Lots of leading.
There's a lot of leading around here. I don't want to lead into much into our special guest today, but of course all the important people in Bali are named Ben. So Ben McCrory is actually the first person. The reason that I'm at the Green School is from my communication and my follow up with Ben McCrory, who is what is the appropriate title, Ben?
My title here is Director of Admissions.
Director of Admissions.
But fair to say that I much more. One parent described me as the all-around good guy of the school, which I think is a very flattering description. Basically, I've been here from very early on in the process of starting the school, and I'm become sort of a goodwill ambassador, both within the Green School community and also to the outside world. So
you're kind of like the street John Hardy edition.
I'm like a much less inspiring and much less wealthy John Hardy, but I've been trying to transmit the message and amplify it and broadcast it. And this is a great chance for me. So
this is actually part of your recruiting process. Admissions may even be director of recruitment.
I think officially my title is head of admissions and enrollment.
And enrollment.
But I think those things would probably incorporate recruitment as well. Basically, it's my job to make sure we have students at this amazing school. And I always say, without students, we would have a fantastic campus, but we certainly wouldn't have a school. So yeah, I meet with a lot of parents, prospective parents. I give a lot of tours. In nearly 2 years in Bali, I've given close to 700 tours of the campus.
Which is a tour a day.
Which is about a tour a day. Some days I give four, some days I give none. So I'll average that to about,
And for those of you who haven't been to the Green School campus here on Sivankaja, conveniently located between Ubud and the southern beachfront areas of Canggu and Seminyak, centrally located directly above Denpasar and its regional airport, you may
International airport.
You may be aware that the a campus tour at the Green School is not something to shake your nose or turn your nose up at. It's actually about a 7-mile walk up and down three hills, across a ravine, over three bamboo bridges,
And don't forget the leeches and the mosquito breeding ponds.
That's right. And there is animal and there is foliage.
There's foliage.
I know that our listeners would like to hear all about the Green School, but I think more importantly, they'd like to know who is Ben McCrory and how did he end up here at the Green School? I mean, I know I would like to know that.
Okay. So the man, the legend, I'm actually, I was born in England, but grew up most of my life in Washington, D.C.
I've heard a rumor that your official name might be Benedict.
That's right. True? My official name is Benedict.
Which is really ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
American
to my parents were cruel. Well, my mom's a Catholic from New York. My dad's actually Anglo-Irishman, Protestant. And my mom always tells me that I was named for St. Benedict. And my father never tells me this, but I think his ulterior motive was to remind me of my dual heritage, my divided loyalties, by naming me Benedict. Now, at least, I get to say Benedict like the Pope. Of course, growing up in the United States, I was constantly harassed about Benedict Arnold, the most famous traitor in American history, possibly the most famous traitor in
possibly the most famous traitor in anywhere.
That's right.
Until the Rosenbergs, maybe.
This is your producer, Jack. We have a live call question.
Live call question. Awesome. Hey now. Hey.
Yeah. Hi. This is Chuck in Brooklyn. I was just thinking that I'd like to know more about the mosquito breeding ponds and also more about the Green School, because I'm very interested in all things green. I'm not really very interested in Benedict Arnold or traitors or anything. I kind of like you
Fair
to
enough.
Talk about
Bali
and why Balinese
like
and why Balinese mosquitoes are more interesting than the ones that live in the swamps in Queens. I'll listen. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry for a little too much personal history there. I didn't even get started.
I think we'd like to answer our caller's first question before taking a small break and coming back with Ben McCrory here on Will Communication. So the first question is, how are the mosquitoes different?
Well, I hope it was obvious that I was being facetious. We actually have an aquaculture pond here that's full of goldfish and frogs, which I believe eat most of the mosquito larvae that may begin there. We don't actually breed mosquitoes. We are in the middle of the jungle in Bali. There are mosquitoes on the campus. We spray with neem oil, some natural insect repellents, not quite as effective perhaps as some of the chemicals out there, but of course green. And Balinese mosquitoes, well, there's no malaria in Bali, but there is dengue fever.
That's actually part of our recruiting policy here at the
Bali, no malaria. No malaria, Green School. There is dengue fever, which is another mosquito-borne blood disease.
Which is quite mild.
Which can be mild, but it can also be very nasty. Luckily, we've had no episodes of dengue around Green School, although I know some Green School parents living in other parts of Bali who've been struck down, luckily have all recovered. If you're, like a lot of illnesses, if you're poorly nourished, if you have a weak immune system, the effects can be much worse than if you're healthy and high functioning.
Can we think of though? For example, the real question our listener I think is asking is it better to pull his kid out of school in Queens and send him to the Green School? And I think we're going to definitely find out the answer to that when we come back after our first break here on Will Communication with our guest star, Ben McCrory, most important Ben and Molly.
Thank you.
And we're back here on Will Communication, Season 3, Episode 4, here from the jungle in Bali, known as the Green School, with all-around great guy, Director of Admissions. I don't even know, Student Life? Director of Student Life?
Is there a
Director of Student Life?
We have a Director of Activities who probably would qualify as that.
Who's that?
Coach Putt.
I'm nominating. I think that Ben's title should be expanded, and probably if anyone's listening here among the management of the Green School, I'd say he's definitely good for a raise.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely do.
Definitely. Overdue.
So Ben McCrory, when we were pleasantly interrupted by our guest looking to know more about the Green School, and although I, and I'm sure many of our listeners here on Will Communication, are interested in knowing more about Ben McCrory or Benedict Arnold, we may like to hear something about the Green School, which is, I must say, probably one of the most phenomenal new developments that I've ever come across. So I'd love to let Ben tell you a little bit about how he ended up with the Green School and just what's special about it.
Okay. Thanks for that, Will. And yeah, thank you very much, caller, and welcome anyone else to call on in. Great to be transmitting live here from the jungles of Sibankaja in central Bali. We are, just to give a little bit of an overview about the school, and then I can talk a little bit more about how I got involved. I actually moved here from New York City in January 2008, so I'm coming up to 2 years in Bali. It's been an amazing adventure, both personally and professionally. Moved here with a toddler and a wife, and now I've got still have a wife, barely sometimes, but here, and I have a lovely three-year-old daughter who's the youngest child at Green School. Green School is an international school. We have about 118 students here right now, ranging from 3-year-olds in pre-K to 14 and 15-year-olds in grade 9. Next year, we'll be expanding to grade 10 and et cetera, until we have 12 grades in place in 3 years, I guess. So we're an international school, and we cater to the resident expat market of Bali. We also have a lot of families like Mr. Will Goldfarb sitting here next to me who have moved to Bali, at least in part, in some cases, primarily so that their children could have a really unique educational experience that we offer here. We also have a very generous, I believe, scholarship program for local Indonesian children, mostly Balinese children from the villages that are intertwined with Green School. So 20% of our student enrollment. School. We have very open.
Literally, there's no walls. Yeah, there's not even walls in our house.
There are no walls in our house, no walls in our classroom. But yeah, one of the big things for me is that the school is it's really trying to kind of break that post-colonial international school model and be accessible to locals, both financially and culturally and physically. So that said, as the name Green School fairly well screams out, our primary motivation is sustainability. And we have built a school primarily from natural materials like bamboo. We have some incredible bamboo architecture. We also use rammed earth and traditional Balinese mud wall and alang-alang thatch. We pretty much anywhere we haven't built something, we're growing something. We have about 10 hectares of land. I've been here long enough now that I'm using metric. I think for our imperial viewers, that's about 25 acres. So it's a pretty big campus. And yeah, anywhere that we haven't built
which is
something.
Which probably bigger than Brooklyn.
Maybe it's about half the size of Prospect Park. I don't even know, but we're growing a lot of our own organic produce here, a wide array of fruit and vegetables and rice. We actually have about 200 cacao trees on the campus. So we make our own organic chocolate here. Green School and Green Camp students get to make chocolate, which is pretty cool. We're experimenting with some different alternative energy technologies. We just put in our first solar panels. We are built and we haven't yet gotten funding for a generator yet, but for a turbine, but we have a really really interesting micro hydropower system called a vortex generator, which diverts water from the river. The campus is bisected by a beautiful river, the Ayung. If anyone's been to Bali, you may have rafted on it.
The East River, for those of you in Bushwick, it's,
that's right.
It's actually, like we're East in like River. The Gowanus Canal of Bali.
Yeah.
The East River was the Indian Ocean.
There we go.
Excuse me. What was the other ocean? No, the East River would actually be the Pacific Ocean.
Well, we're only on we're in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Then the other side, yeah. So the Indian? So I guess the East River and the Hudson River would both be the Indian Ocean.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, micro hydropower from the river. It's a very cool system that involves, instead of creating dams, bringing water through a diversionary tunnel into a cylindrical stone structure built using Balinese volcanic stone and creating a very powerful whirlpool or vortex, which will eventually be spinning a turbine for us once we get the money.
Just currently not being used.
It's not being used. Right now, it's a great novelty item. It's creating potential energy only. Once we get about between $30,000 to $50,000, any check writers out there, we'd love to take a donation. We are a 501c3.
You can leave your number. Well, actually, that's a great. Okay. That's an important time to, because I know, in addition to being educator and admissions director, I'm sure Ben is always very sophisticated in helping to raise capital. So for those of you looking to sponsor a vortex,
we can be reached at ben@greenschool.org. Thanks for the plug, Will.
Telephone number,
let's just go by email.
Let's go by ben@greenschool.org.
Yeah, there's too many numbers. I don't need
to
know my own number.
But also, if people want to learn more about the school, wouldn't the website
be
great?
And the website is a great tool. It's greenschool.org. I always tell people it's very hard to capture the true magic of this place on a computer screen, but we do have a very good website that has some great photos and a lot of textual information as well. So, yeah, just to wrap up my little large nutshell here, It's a very large nut. It's a 25-acre nut. And the idea of the school is that we are actually a real school. When I was first here giving tours of the campus, there was very little to show off. We had a beautiful bridge that spans the Iron River that we've talked about.
I think that's when I signed up.
So at that point, especially, it was pretty challenging to persuade people that we are more than just a hippie school in the jungle. I like to say that we are a hippie school in the jungle at the heart of it, but we're a lot more. And yeah, we have students who are learning traditional academic subjects in beautiful open-air classrooms with amazingly crafted bamboo desks and chairs. And they're learning math and science and reading and social studies, and they're going to gym and PE and PE, I guess, going to drama and art class. But what we have here that's really unique is a chance for students to step outside the classroom into this incredible campus of ours and to apply what they're learning in a classroom to some real hands-on projects, and to build things and plant things and compost, and to build solar ovens and bake chocolate chip cookies using chocolate that the students have made, as I mentioned, from our organic cacao groves. So the idea is, there are a lot of ambitions behind the school. It's a big project physically, it's a big project conceptually.
And this is only the second year.
And we're early in our second year. Yeah, we're very new. We're still a startup. We're still a work in progress on many fronts.
And a lot of educational facilities that we would associate with being prestigious take centuries.
Well, that's true. We have most of those already in place.
It isn't an overnight phenomenon.
That's right. It takes time. I think for me, there are a lot of different projects that feed into the school. At the end of the day, what's important to me is that we are providing a sense of different possibility. And that's to our students and their parents and the many visitors we get coming through here. We have we've had a lot of international media coverage, and we have a lot of tourists who come through. And to the villages that are literally interwoven with the school, we're giving people a sense of different possibilities for how we develop as a planet, for how we build, how we power. And I think it's a really important thing for students to get. And a lot of students in the world now hear about sustainability and environmental issues. What's unique here is that our students are actually really immersed in it, living it on a day-to-day basis. So I think we're heading into a break right now. I'll let my man Will.
I have an embarrassment of riches here today on Will Communication, which is my eloquent guest.
I'll be back anytime. So.
Ben McCrory, who unfortunately lives, don't worry, you have 10 more minutes to go address sustainability issues here at the Green School. But I think that one of the most important thing that Ben pointed out that is something we're going to lead into our next segment with is that it's being exposed to the actuality in addition to the possibility of change. And I think we're going to go to our break right now here on Wilson Education. Coming back.
I'm a long-time woman. And I'm serving my time. I've been locked away so long now. I've forgotten my crime. Been working on the road now. I've been working by the sea. Been working in them cane fields. And I wanna be free. A long, long, long time. 99 years.
natural feelings like a bad disease. Well, 99 years is a long time.
Yeah. And we're back here on Will Communication, live from the jungle. Our special guest, Ben McCrory, all-around great guy and director of admissions, enrollment, and, I don't know, general tour guide, host.
Maitre d'.
Maitre d'.
Let
would
me
be an appropriate.
This is green school.
Maybe Maitre d' would be the appropriate title, or maybe Major Domo.
I'll take it.
Could be a Major right, Domo. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, by the way, after knowing you for a few short weeks, you say my surname much better than my wife of 6 years does. So
I'm going to refrain from commenting on
it's a mouthful, McCrory, but you say it very well.
My favorite chain department store in Port Washington, Long Island, when I was growing up, and I think I mentioned that to you.
The sadly defunct McCrory.
Sadly, is that no relations?
It's a different spelling, probably a distant.
Yeah, distant relation. Yeah. Distant relationship, probably without the inner turmoil of a split English-Irish heritage or a name like Benedict Arnold. But McCrory is the once great, now sadly gone, the way of affordable housing in Bushwick. McCrory's.
I do.
And we're here on Will Communication, broadcasting live from Bali in the jungle, in the backyard, from the shipping container, Will Communication, Roberta's Restaurant, 261 Moore Street, on Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our past shows. If you don't know when we're going to be live, you can look on the website, since we don't even know sometimes when we'll be live. Heritage Radio Network, heritageradionetwork.com. Our caller in, who's mastered the call-in number, which I have yet to master, 718-497-2128. And of course, as we are frequently here, we're brought to you by TechServe, your one-stop shop for all things Mac. The only place to buy any Apple material, not those ridiculous huge Apple stores with the long lines in the meatpacking and Central Park areas. TechServe, 23rd Street between 6th and 7th Manhattan, just off the F train. That is the borough of Manhattan for those of you in Bushwick, the fashion capital of the world.
Go TechServe.
Go TechServe. We're back with Ben McCrory, the Green School, greenschool.org, here, and we're going to talk, I think, a little bit about sustainability issues and maybe some of the common ground between Bali and Bushwick, which I like to refer to Sibang Kaja as the sister city of Bushwick.
Let's make that official. You know, we know the king of Sibang. He's been a very good supporter. We actually rent some of his land. His granddaughter's working at the Green Warung, or was. I think she's actually now the nanny for Uli and Chemley.
See, that's the beautiful thing about Bali, is that the daughter of the king actually can clean your house.
That's right.
Which brings us to the importance of slavery and sustainability issues. Or is it, maybe that's not a thing.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
That's inappropriate. Let's segue quickly out of that.
And I will say, for those of you who are toiling away in difficult New York existences, I lived in New York City for 14 years, Upper East Village of Manhattan. It is moving to Bali, it's been a joy in a lot of ways. The lifestyle that one can afford here is pretty phenomenal. We do have an amazing nanny/housekeeper who has been with us since very early on in our time in Bali. She's a second mother to our daughter and really a family member. And we pay her about $120 US per month. Technically, she works 6 days a week, 9 to 5. In practice, she works 5 days a week, about 10 to 3 or 4.
And most and of that time is on your lanai, hanging out with your lovely wife, who I believe is passing through.
Oh, Polly McCrory, here she is.
Hi, what's going on?
It's amazing. You just never know who will drop by. And we're not in a studio. We're actually in my house, and you never know who will come by with a bike helmet.
My beautiful wife bought some motorbike into Ubud for a day at the spa, or is it yoga class today?
Actually, running some errands at the Apotech.
Errands?
Apotech.
I don't think we don't have errands here in Bali. It must be yoga or swimming or
massage.
And we have another special guest.
And another special guest, Rebecca Penrose, green school mother and yoga teacher extraordinaire.
I think we actually are starting a sewing circle right now here on Will Communication. Rebecca, would you like to say hi to our audience, to the millions listening worldwide and the hundreds here in my apartment?
Apartment.
Hello.
And Rebecca is actually moving into the Bamboo Village here.
Soon.
And we may be taking her house.
All right, in Ubud.
Or not.
Oh, right.
Okay, house swap. Life swap, house swap.
We may be doing a house swapping.
I did hear that rumor.
Yeah, Ben reminded me. to not be doing it.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Did we get three minutes left? That's our cue. We've got, we're very fortunate to have our Captain Jack. Yeah, we have it a call.
You know, I thought this was a food show.
We are actually live, so all of those questions. So we have actually an audience question, I think.
All right.
I think this is from PJ McCrory. We have a last question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the question?
No, we're waiting for your question.
About food?
Well, you were asking us a question, and we'd like to share it with our audience.
Okay. My question.
Isn't this supposed to be a show about? No. And we
my
have.
My question is, how is it living among all these other boules here in the jungle with open air houses?
I think that's a question for Ben McCrory.
I think it's a question for you, Whale Goldfarb.
How's it living among all these
Boule is a pale-faced Westerner, I think.
It's actually not. It's a derogatory term.
It's not derogatory.
We've embraced it, though. We've embraced it, my Boule.
Much like Métis in Bali, who has coined a name out of what would have been a derogatory term for people of mixed heritage.
Boule.
So for those of you who are in Lower Manhattan, Boule is a fine dining restaurant in Tribeca. For those of us here in Bali, a boule would be referring to a...
Anyone who's not Balinese, basically.
A boule as opposed to a balinese.
Balinese, exactly.
All right, so we...
As a
tasty red sauce here in the heart of the jungle here in Ubud on Heritage Radio Network, coming out of the backyard of the shipping container in Wilkie Communication with our special studio audience of two, in addition to our...
Woo-hoo!
In addition,
these beautiful yoga teachers, by the way.
Yeah, we actually have shop girls here at Will Communication. For those of you who can't see because I haven't enabled the video, we now have cocktail service, or I think it's referred to in Bali as pimbantu. We have pimbantus. We have the first boule pimbantus here in Bali.
Hey now.
So basically, I want to give Ben a little more of a chance to shine, even though he's the question was being directed towards me. I think it's couldn't be a better place to live as a pale face. Than here in the jungle at the Green School, surrounded by other pale faces. Is that correct? Although with some of the staff at our houses here, I'm not sure I'd say I'd be surrounded by pale faces. I think I'm actually surrounded by locals. What would you say about that, TJ?
I think it's a mix.
See, there's one half of the family who is dedicated to provided guided tours around the school, and that half is Ben McCrory, who's been our special guest here on Will Communication, third edition. We're going to give Ben a chance to sign off from Sister City of Bushwick, Brooklyn, C-Ben Kasha, here on Will Communication, issue 3 from the jungle. Ben McCrory, would you like to give any parting words to our millions?
I would say that, Will, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your question out there, questioner. And it's been great being here. I'd love to come back anytime and shoot the
We're going to do it again, and we can expand the salon to 3 next week with the Will and Ben, this Ben and Will sandwich, if we have both Ben here.
We actually have
totally
inappropriate. We have a third Ben as well, we'd love a chance to be here as well.
He's climbing. Ben Tamlin is on the roof of my house right now. We're going to bid you a fond farewell here.
If you want to get some information about Green School that hasn't been adequately conveyed today, check out greenschool.org, and feel free to email me directly. For very obscure reasons, I'm not actually on the website right now, although I still do work here, but it's ben@greenschool.org. And
part of keeping the pay scale now.
That's right. It's a long, complicated drama story.
It's subjugation here for the pale faces at the Green School.
Will is being facetious, of course.
Ben at greenschool.org.
That's right.
And we're here. We're going to sign off here on Will Communication.
And goodbye, New York.